Election report, Mike Hovey Weaver, city manager, called me on behalf of the mayor, and they want to approve our request for removal of four parking spaces after we have final approval for the jail, which we had today, and they intend on having that meeting and that city council meeting on September 23rd. So I want to pass that information on to you as well. Any other, what do you have on the agenda for next week?
Well, let's meet on Monday, how's that sound?
What happened to that?
On Tuesday, everything. So we'll talk about Essex and the IT candidate, and at 10 a.m. Don Menzer will be here with Rolling Hills for an update. That's all I have right now.
All right, any other business we need to take care of? Any comments from those in attendance? Barry?
Board? Barry Bruner. You know, I've not been a big fan of the jail location and so forth during the course of this discussion, but I want to agree with Dean on his thoughts. But I want to comment that I will always respect your decisions as our board of supervisors, and except maybe Rich, he gives me a lot of trouble at baseball games. I'll take that back for him. Another thing, Michael Pogge Weaver made me take off my Iowa button before I talked to the board. Do I need to do that?
No. We're a mixed bunch here,
okay.
I think.
If you want to upgrade, I can give you an Iowa State
I knew there'd be something.
But
go ahead. All right. I was asked by John Sklenar to read this letter. In light of your motion today, it may not mean a whole lot, but he asked me to read it into the minutes if you'd give me a few seconds. And then I just have one other comment I want to make to Ken. I want to ask him about the project. Dear supervisors, there is one thing you could count on as a result of building the new jail downtown. You are damaging the value of downtown businesses, if for no other reason than because of the elimination of the parking lot plus four additional spaces on the street. Already there are times when it is hard to find parking on Main Street. Now it will be much worse. Consequently, our decision to purchase the building we currently rent from Adam Schwerer's will be negatively impacted downtown. The city and county should be more careful in considering this project. If Carroll doesn't have a thriving downtown, it doesn't need a jail. Moving the jail to a place that doesn't require prime downtown space may cost more but preserves the value of private property. That is an American community that we could be proud of. He goes on, I am not against the jail project. I come from a law enforcement family. My dad was a magistrate, my brother a lieutenant in the Omaha Police Department, and my son a DCI agent for the state of Iowa. However, private enterprise is the foundation of any community, not the government. That is the American dream. So that's from John Sklenar, a merchant right down the street here. Then, in my comments earlier on, in my opposition to this location was the ability to expand and do different things as our community changes and regionalization affects us in coming years. And I worry about the judicial facilities that we are going to provide the court system. And I want you to be very careful in looking to make sure, talk with the judicial system, talk with the judges, talk with the attorneys. We used to have three judges and they all retired, and I thought to myself, this is going to hurt Carroll County. It's going to hurt our keeping people employed through the court system because we have no judges. Well, that changed in the last month. Chris Polking, Gina Bating were named district court judges. So I think it puts Carroll back in the mix to be a regional location for a lot of things judicially. Please, in whatever we do that affects the judiciary, can take your time with them, call them in, inform them, keep them posted.
I have met with them on several occasions.
Good. The state, I think, would be important because they're going to look to see what counties are going to be best to provide more judicial services.
And Linda's been on the committee since its inception. So.
Yeah, and Linda's retiring pretty soon, October.
I don't know when.
All right, I'll just ask you, Ken, and I know you'll look into it, because it is important.
I agree.
Regionally, for us to have the judicial system. So, again, we don't agree, but I respect your opinions and your decisions, and I always will.
I'm glad we got two judges back.
Oh, amen. Thank you very much.
Can I just take a picture?
I'm Dave Gatch. I want to, first of all, I sent this to you last night, but in case you didn't print it off, I just wanted to have a copy to look at. And I'd like to preface my comments by saying that I'm all for a new jail. I voted for the jail. I think the Batings are an excellent company for construction, and I have no problems with that at all. On the sheet with the graph on it, the circle graph, this is the information that Shai Hattery gave us as taxpayers before we voted in November of 2018. And we were told that the estimated project cost for the jail is $8.95 million. This will include everything: construction, building and site, professional fees, furniture, fixtures, cameras, security systems, locks, door controls, and detention equipment. So that, what I voted, as many of the taxpayers did, that's what we voted for. And as I referenced the last time, the referendum language said to enter into a loan agreement and issue its general obligation bonds in an amount not exceeding the amount of $8.95 million for the purpose of constructing, furnishing, and equipping a county jail and sheriff's office. It did not say anything about location, and voters were really not given a choice when it came to location. They were only shown the pictures of the downtown location here. The cost estimates on either side there have obviously changed since these are 2018 costs and because of the action earlier in the meeting today. But there are a lot of variables yet and questions about additional costs, like the design revisions, what kind of renovations are going to be needed to be made to this building in order to have that elevator to connect to the jail. And basically, I'm concerned about taxpayers not having transparency in a lot of this information, because it took a while to dig this information up. I was told they didn't have any more recent information from Shive Hattery than the 2018 numbers. And if you look at the top, the annual tax increase, this is for the jail. You were talking today about another $4.5 million for the radio system. This is possibly going to have to include a mental health levy if the lost funds from that are used for to make up the overage for the jail. I'm concerned about how much my taxes and the other taxpayers' fees are going to go up just to pay for all of these activities in here. So basically what I'm asking you for is to consider the taxpayers and their tax burden, to reconsider the location and the financing for this jail, because as much as we need it, and Carroll County does need a new jail, I think there are better options out there. And I don't think it's too late yet, because there hasn't been any digging started yet. But if you wait much longer, it will become too late. And thank you for listening to me.
Any other comments? And in response, I do want to state in our defense that with the exception of Dickinson County, which Lake Oglesford used, we've got the lowest levy rate we had before this, lowest levy rate of any county in the state of Iowa. So I do want to say that your county supervisors have been good stewards of your money. And that is one fact that is not often reviewed, but it is available on the county website with the tax rates that different counties pay. And we're rated number 2 and number 3 on the lowest tax rate up until this point. So your taxes, yes, will go up because of the jail, up to where many other counties already are, even without this type of building on the premises. Anyhow. Okay.
Any other comments?
Okay.
I entertain the motion to adjourn.
So moved.